practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather together to prepare our hearts to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, to worship Him, to exalt Him, and particularly on this unique day. This is Mother's Day, and we want to give honor to all of our God-fearing, faithful mothers who the Lord used to bring us up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We want to begin the program today with a song that's entitled, O Glorious Love.
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see, broke sin's chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. Oh, amazing truth to ponder, that He whom angel hosts attend, the Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder, He became this sinner's friend. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. And praise Him for His glorious love. Let's praise Him for His glorious love. Truly,
we should praise the Lord for His glorious love. I think of John 3:16, where it says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting love. And then, of course, I think also of Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, where God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. So truly, on this Sunday morning, let us praise God and thank God for his glorious love. Well, it is a delight for us to be able to come to you by way of radio on this Mother's Day. And I trust that this will be a day when you will go to your mom and say, thank you, Mom, for all that you've done for me. And of course, if you are a mother, I would encourage you to thank the Lord for your husband and for your family. But beyond that, I would encourage you to see what you can do to be the mom that God would have you to be the grandmother that God would have you to be, or even the great-grandmother God would have you to be, so that you might be a testimony before your family, so that you might be able to work along with the rest of your family to see that God is honored and glorified in all that you do. But how we thank God for godly mothers, and how we thank God for those mothers who are truly having faith in God consistently every day of their lives, that results in a great testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Certainly today, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are going to be focusing on mothers this morning at our 10:30 service, and we would invite you to come on out as we honor our mothers. And then, of course, each one of the ladies who attends church today will get a nice little carnation that will be able to be just an expression of love to them for who they are. I do want to invite you to attend church today. If you would like to, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30, and we'd love to have you involved with that. And then, of course, at 10:30 is our morning service, and then tonight at 6 o'clock is our evening service. Now, certainly, if we could never serve you spiritually, we would love to have you contact us. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a spiritual need. Maybe you want to talk about having a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. We would love to be able to minister to you. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, you can go to our website and follow along with us. And that web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. And as I said, if we can help you in any way at all, spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you for this another day that you've given us, an opportunity to serve you, an opportunity to worship you, another opportunity to gather around the radio with the open Word of God to learn more about you. And this morning, Lord, I do want to pray for all of our mothers who are out there. Thank you truly, Lord, for those who have been used to bring us up in your word and according to your truth. And Lord, we are living in a day and age when it's very difficult anymore to find a virtuous woman. But I am so thankful for those virtuous women that you've brought into our lives, for those virtuous women who are involved in the local Bible-believing churches around the country. But Father, I pray that you'll raise up from the youth on up little girls to become solid Christian moms and ladies, so that they might be able to be a testimony to others, so that when they're married, they might be able to bring their children up in biblical truth, and so that they might be able to contribute to the local church. And so, Lord, as I thank you for the godly mothers that you've given us, I just pray that you'll continue to give them more of them as we go forward. And certainly, Lord, as you work in the lives of all women today, we do want to thank you for them. And truly, we want to be able to have the wisdom to honor them in the way that's glorifying unto you. And as we do so, we'll give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song entitled Day by Day.
Thank you.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and I would like to read verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message that is simply entitled, "The Value of a Virtuous Woman," let's listen to the song that I love very much, and I think that many of you love it as well, because it enables us to look forward, and that is in the song that's entitled, "What a Day, What a Day, What a Day That Will Be." Amen. And I think that each and every one of us are looking forward to that day when we go to heaven and see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face and others who have gone on before us. If you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me this morning to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, and I want to speak with you for a few moments on the subject, the value of a virtuous woman. In Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10, the Word of God says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? for her price is far above rubies. I want us to look at this verse of Scripture, and we're going to have 3 points in this message this morning. Number one, the identification of the virtuous woman. Number two, the value of the virtuous woman. And number three, the response to the virtuous woman. I might say that I'm very, very thankful for the mother and grandmothers that God has given to me. They all knew the Lord and loved the Lord and served the Lord. And through their prayers, and I should say through their efforts, God has used them to see that I was brought up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And I'm so thankful for their influence in my life. But let's talk about this virtuous woman. First of all, the identification of the virtuous woman. Who is she? It's interesting that verse 10 of Proverbs 31 starts out by asking a question. It is, who can find a virtuous woman? And of course, the reality behind that particular question is that the virtuous woman is rare, but she can be found. She does exist. And it's interesting to note that the word virtuous means one who is excellent in biblical character and who maintains moral and spiritual strength and wisdom. Now, when applied to a woman, that, as it is in this particular text, it speaks of the true woman of God. Again, just let me define that word virtuous as it relates to women. One who is excellent in biblical character and who maintains moral and spiritual strength and wisdom. And as we work our way down through Proverbs 31 that we do not have the time to do today, you will see that there are 20 qualities of the virtuous woman. The question that I ask each and every one of you ladies today, whether you are a mother or not, are you a virtuous woman in God's eyes? Just to summarize what a virtuous woman is, she is one who knows the Lord. She is one who seeks the heart of God through prayer and Bible study on a regular basis. She is one who maintains a meek and quiet spirit, which the Bible says in God's sight is that which is of great price. She is one who supports her husband. She is one who disciples her children in the things of the Lord. She is one who maintains a clear testimony for Christ. And she is one who sees that her home reflects the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that the kind of a lady that you are? Well, that's the kind of a lady that God wants all women to be. Now remember that that starts with knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so, ma'am, I want to ask you right now, no matter how old you are, no matter what your marriage situation is, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? If you've not yet called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you, I would encourage you to do that right now. Without Jesus Christ, you might be a morally strong woman. You might be a loving woman. You might be an encouraging woman. But without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are not the woman that God wants you to be. You cannot be. The only way that any of us can be the person that God wants us to be is to first know Him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, as a godly woman, it's important that you seek the heart of God. It's important that on a consistent basis, you are in the Word of God. Do you know something, beloved? It is impossible for us to know the complete will of God apart from the beautiful Word of God. I thank the Lord for the virtuous women that I've known down through the years, how that when they get up in the morning, they spend time in the Word of God. They take notes on what they've studied from the Scripture, and then they talk to God in prayer. I trust, ma'am, that that describes you. I trust indeed that you do know the Lord and that you are seeking the heart of God through His Word and through prayer and through Bible study, so that your life and your testimony will reflect Jesus Christ. Many times in our churches today, we find a lot of ladies. But sometimes, as we look at our churches, we find that the virtuous women are not there. I'm talking about women who excel in their walk with the Lord, women who are strong in spiritual strength, women who love the Lord to the point that they share the Lord Jesus Christ, and that through their life, the love of God radiates. That's the kind of woman that God wants every woman to be, every Christian to be. And I trust, man, that you are the virtuous woman. Well, what is the value of the virtuous woman? Well, the Bible says here in Proverbs 31, verse 10, that her price is far above rubies. Now, back in the day in which the book of the Proverbs was written, the ruby was the most valuable gem that there was. And what this is teaching us is the fact that the value of the virtuous woman to God, to her family, and to society is far beyond the ability to imagine. Far beyond the ability to imagine, because of the fact that she reflects the things of the Lord in all that she does. Yes, indeed, we need virtuous women who reflect the Lord Jesus Christ in all things. And ma'am, I trust that you are that virtuous woman. Well, what is the response to the virtuous woman? Well, note verses 30 and 31 of Proverbs 31, where it says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." What does that teach us about the virtuous woman? It teaches us that in responding to her, we should praise her. We should go to her and thank her for all that she is and for all that she does to reflect the things of the Lord in her life. And then we should give to her even of the fruit of her own hands. In other words, what that means, as she works to bring material blessings to her family, we who are part of her family should give material blessings back to her as a reward. Yes, ma'am, I trust that you are the virtuous woman that God wants you to be. And to all virtuous women today, we thank you. We praise the Lord for you. And we trust that the Lord will continue to use you in many, many ways as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for being with us by the radio today. I encourage you to go to church today. And ladies, happy Mother's Day to you. Until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, keep looking up. God bless you. And remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.